The Oracle and the Dreamer. Few had seen the oracle. Many winters had come and gone. No one had counted the years. They were many. The ones who saw the oracle said her eyes shone like the stars. They saw her walking in the woods when the sun was low. When day kissed the night, she appeared. She gazed everywhere. Nature seemed to love her gaze. The leaves, the flowers, even ants seemed to gaze upon her. Something flowed between them, and they embraced. The few who saw said it was another world. Some were even frightened, as though she was a witch of stories past. But some said they saw flickers of strange lights. They were drawn closer. They even thought they felt something inside of them. One day the wind was blowing. It was a darkened day. One watched a child walk into the forest. The child looked only straight ahead. The entire forest seemed to greet the child. Animals had no fear of this child being. They ate and played as if the child belonged. The one who watched continued on. He was not curious. He seemed unable to stop his steps. The child was unaware of this one. The child walked on as if a path was there. No path could be seen. It seemed as if time stood still or disappeared even. All clocks were far away. It seemed a distant past. Indeed, all outside the forest home seemed a distant past. The child stopped. She looked about. Her eyes began to glow. This light flowed like a river. It reached the oracle. The oracle sat in stillness beneath a great tree. The branches reached out, creating a great space. It was a space to meet, and like the branches, the oracle reached out. The child was welcomed such. The child curled within the branch-like arms and fell asleep. In these arms, the child did dream. She dreamed beyond the clocks and even cars. She dreamed beyond two powers. She dreamed of home, humanity's home. The home, it had no place, no location. It could not be found on a map. The home, it had to be dreamed. And so the child did dream. She had come to dream. Without the dream, all would perish. The one who watched knew nothing of dreams. He knew nothing of perishing. He seemed to be motionless in this field of light, a simple witness. That it was all so strange escaped him. An unfamiliar feeling rested upon him. He was content. Even his mind was silent. The dream continued. The dream contained the answers. A world beyond want was seen and known. Oh, how the child did dream. Oh, how the flowers sang out and the stars, even the stones. The child did see. The child did dream. Each day this child entered upon this forest floor, and she dreamed. Each day this dream entered the field. Weeks passed and months. People everywhere felt the unfamiliar feeling rest upon them. They were content. Clocks were unplugged. Cars sat empty. People began to stream into the forest. Silently they streamed. The people could feel the dream. They could feel the dream awaken. The people were the awakening dream. The girl awoke. Innocence radiated everywhere in purity. And still, few had seen the oracle.